Sri Sri Guru Angurang Jai Shri Papa. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So, yes, today we're reading and hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Holy Appearance Day. I'm going to be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita here, the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As I was reading this morning, I was going over it and reading it, and I was thinking that what causes mercy there really is there. That, you know, we're able, we have the opportunity to be able to speak and to hear and chant the holy name of Krishna by the mercy of Sri Sri Gaura Nithai and Panchatattva. And, you know, you think about your life and where you came from and where you are now in Krishna consciousness, and it's an amazing transformation in terms of who you were, who you thought you were, and after you met the pure devotee of the Lord, what you are now, today. And I was just thinking about this transformation. There's that verse, A Rupe Brahmananda Brahmate Konya Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Kripaya Bhakti Lata Bija. That this verse is spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how applicable it is to all of us. That Brahmanda Brahmite, it means that, you know, we're in this material world and we're just rotating in this whole material universe and universes. We're rotating constantly. We're in this planet, that planet. We're in this body. We're in that body, we're doing this and we're doing that. We're simply just rotating eternally, practically, in this whole material energy. And in this way, we're being so much overcome by these modes of material nature. And it's only by some unbelievable fortune. It is. It's just an incredible fortune that you can come in contact or come in touch with a proper guru, a teacher, a spiritual master. And when I was a new devotee, there was one thing a devotee told me one time, which really stuck with me, even after so many years. He said that there was an example he gave that, I guess Srila Prabhupada said it, that the chances of getting this proper guru, a proper teacher at the science of Krishna consciousness, he gave an example of a board. There's a board, and you can just imagine the whole Pacific Ocean. And that board, there's a board, a plank, floating on the Pacific Ocean. And that board has a knot hole in it, just like a knot hole. And what are the chances of that board floating on the Pacific Ocean? What are the chances of a turtle coming up for breath and that the turtle puts their head through the knot hole of this board? Now, what are the chances of that? Almost inconceivable. Just, that's how inconceivable it is to have the association of a pure devotee of the Lord, one who's carrying the message of Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was reminiscing about that, how what were my chances of actually coming in contact with that type of individual. And it's incredible how much... how deeply it affects you. And by that association of that really pure devotee of the Lord, that satsanga is so important for the advancement down the path of Krishna consciousness. And by that satsanga, we learn who we are. And the real spiritual master, his message is very clear. The message of the real guru, the real acharya, it's very clear. There's no shady area, no gray area. It's very clear. Prabhupada had told us in different conversations that he's had or classes. He gave an example that we're simply like a lost child who's actually left their home and separated from their rich father. You know, just think about that. You know, in the 70s, you would meet people like that. That would come from some very wealthy families, and they would leave their family, and you would see them, and they'd be like a hippie. You know, they would just give up everything, and just like they were just like loitering around the country, just doing nothing, and they left the association of their rich father. And Prabhupada gave this example, and it's so nice because this is what we're doing in the material world. We're rotating and we're loitering. We're rotating through so many different lives. And we're also, when we get a particular life, we just loiter around. We're just kind of like thinking, well, you know, I'm just going to try to enjoy sense gratification. And only by the mercy of Krishna, and of course the mercy of the spiritual master, the real spiritual master, he gives us this understanding. And he lets us know that you're simply loitering in this material world. You're struggling like anything. You think you're this body, and you get one body after another. I was thinking also how pitiful it is that if someone has a body and they don't like it. Like if you're sometimes, you know, in the material world, especially Kali Yuga here, we have people that are in a woman's body that don't want to be in a woman's body. They want to be in another body. And we have men who are in a men's body, but they don't want to be in that body. You can see the struggle and suffering of that. I was just thinking, I'm suffering in this body. I can't even imagine what kind of suffering that individual or those individuals must be going through. And this is the hardcore material world. And only when you get in touch with the pure devotee of the Lord can you actually get out of this mess. It's the only way to get out of this whole big mess, that the struggle for existence. So when I was reminiscing, I was saying, yes, I remember I was struggling and suffering so much in the material world. I didn't even know why. I had no idea. But the real problem was that I thought I was this body. And even today, after so many years, I still find it hard that I'm not this body. Still struggling with that. But at least now, there's an alternative. I know an alternative. And of course, that alternative is Krishna consciousness. So the Krishna conscious movement, under the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, this movement is the best welfare activity. We're thinking, well, how can we help humanity? What can I do? And just by, you know, just knowing what Krishna consciousness has to offer, there's nothing, there's no welfare activity that you could possibly imagine that you could do that would be better than to get these conditioned souls out of this Brahmanda Brahmite, this cycle, this rotating cycle of material existence. There's just no other alternative. And when a person really realizes that, when they come to that point, it's called Jignashu Shreya Uttamam. Shreya means long term. Something that you want to do long-term, some beneficial activity that's long-term. Uttama means like transcendental. So when one comes to a position where they're thinking like this, they can't take it here anymore. You know, the struggle for existence is too difficult. Jignasu Shreya Uttamam. At that point, when one comes to that point, that's when we need a guru. This is when a guru is extremely important. We have to have this guru. And of course, this is what we mean by Guru Krishna Kripaya. Guru Krishna Kripaya. By the association of guru and the satsanga, one can get Krishna. And that's the mercy. That's the mercy of the spiritual master, the acharya, the pure devotee of the Lord. And this is what we live on. We live on that particular principle. And we realize after that association that in the material world, they consider happiness simply to be sense gratification. And you can see how fleeting that is. Now we have the coronavirus. Just see, 1 month ago, everybody was really happy. Everybody was just so happy. And then all of a sudden, the coronavirus showed up. And now that was a struggle. So this is the nature of this material existence. There's always one thing after another. And it's simply a struggle for survival. Now we're, you know, in this time, particular space, we're concerned. How can we become happy with the coronavirus? All the sense gratification is taken away. You can't go to a movie. You're scared to go to a restaurant. You're to some event, sports event. You're afraid. It's taken away all that covering of so-called illusory happiness. And the happiness is gone, just like that. It's that fleeting. And then we're always concerned, oh, am I going to go to this place and catch the virus? I'm speaking to so many devotees overseas, and everybody's freaking out. No, I can't get on an airplane. If I do, I'll get quarantined. If one person on that plane falls ill, then they can quarantine the whole airplane. So the struggle, the anxiety is, should I go, shouldn't I go? What do you think? I say, well, go. But no, I can't go. Then don't go. But I can't be here. It's like the material world. It's just one big struggle, constantly. And we're trying to just squeeze everything we can out of it. And, of course, this is the natural awakening of a devotee in the Krishna consciousness. But people that are in illusion, they don't realize that even though they have these senses, like they have this hand here, and you may want to satisfy this hand by touching something soft, you know, that sense of touch. But Prabhupada describes that our sense of touch today is like you trying to sense something with your hand, but you put a glove on it. So you're wearing a glove and try to touch something with that glove. What kind of sense do you have? You have no sense. It's not complete. You're being hampered by that glove covering your hand. You can't feel it. So this body, it's covering the super senses, atindriya. We have super senses, and the super senses can be awakened by Krishna consciousness, which means that if you've awoken, you'll take off the glove and you'll try to enjoy with your senses. This body is like a glove. It's a covering. It's a covering. And it affects our consciousness. Our consciousness is also covered by the three modes of material nature. So by the association of that pure devotee of the Lord, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you could see how it opens up the whole world and you get a clear understanding of what real love, real consciousness, real happiness actually is. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. And that's the mission of Krishna consciousness. That's our mission. You're wondering, well, what are we doing? Our mission is to uncover all of these conditioned souls from this bodily concept of life. And to eradicate this philosophy of sense gratification. Because it's nothing but struggle for existence all the time. If you're a businessman, what do you think of 24/7? Your business. That's what you think about. You can't. That's why Prabhupada even said businessmen are the hardest workers. Because why? They live, they breathe their business. So in the same way, we should be businessmen for Krishna. What's our business? To spread the Krishna conscious movement. And we should be absorbed with that business 24/7, just like a businessman is worried about his business. They're thinking about it continually, constantly. And that absorption is what Lord Chaitanya gave us. He gave us this opportunity by the chanting of the holy name. just by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Okay, thank you. The announcement is that we need more help in the kitchen. So if you'd like to go in the kitchen and help, I think they're rolling samosas and things. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Channa avatar. He's the hidden avatar. He's actually Krishna himself, but he's Channa. He's hidden. Well, how is he hidden? He's hidden because although he's Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he acts like he's a devotee of Lord Krishna. This is what Lord Chaitanya did. By his example, he showed that. He showed us how to be like that. So we see that he's teaching us by his example what it means to be a devotee. And, of course, he also gave us the chanting of the holy name. And he gave us the formula how to chant. He actually gave us this understanding of Tanarapi Sunichina Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That is the requirement for developing love of God through the chanting of the holy name. That one has to feel lower than the straw in the street. One has to feel devoid of all sense of false prestige. We don't want any followers. That's not what we're here for, to make followers. We simply want to chant the holy name of the Lord and become a devotee. And that's what Lord Chaitanya taught by his example when he was present on this planet. And we see that his devotees, those that became his associates, that was their main activity in life, their main business, their main service. So we should see ourselves being very fortunate to have come in contact with the Krishna conscious movement, and that we realize that we are spirit soul, Brahman. We understand that we're Brahman. But we have to act on that platform also. So by the chanting and hearing, we uncover ourselves from this material understanding, this material association. So, the Bhakti Yoga process, it's like, Prabhupada gives the example of a mirror that's covered by dust. And the Krishna conscious process is by like polishing that mirror. That mirror. And when you polish that mirror, then you'll be able to see who you are. You'll see your face. You'll actually, by polishing the mind and the heart with the Bhakti Yoga process, we'll actually be able to understand what our business is. We'll be able to understand what happiness is. We'll actually even know who and what we are and how we should be happy. All these things will be manifest simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. And this polishing activity is the Bhakti Yoga process. The science of Bhakti Yoga is to engage in Krishna conscious service. That's the process. So Lord Chaitanya's mission was to give us a chant, to hear and chant about Krishna, to read the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if we do this, everything will be revealed. What's that verse? Atashi Krishna Namadi. Yes. So, it's not by the blunt senses. It's not by these blunt senses that we can understand Krishna. But it's actually by the Seva Mukhe Jivadao. By the tongue. Prabhupada said that the tongue is a supreme method recommended by all the acharyas for development of Krishna consciousness. So, we're simply here trying to educate people. That's our business. We're trying to let people know, don't waste your time. Shrama eva hi kevalam. People are struggling so hard, wasting so much time. If they would simply just chant this holy name, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has requested, we'll be happy. What's that? Sarvapati vinir muktam tatparabhena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti uchite. In that particular verse, it's described that we simply need to purify these senses and utilize them in the service of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Hrishikesh. So bhakti means to stop. It doesn't mean to stop working. It also means not to be some sentimentalist, but it simply means that we should engage the senses 100% in the service of Krishna for our purification. This is the bhakti yoga process. So anyway, sharing some of my reminiscences with you this morning, some of the things that I was thinking about as I was looking at this particular process of Krishna consciousness through the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody like to add anything before I get into reading? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Yeah, people like to see the devotees. I think they enjoy seeing the devotees doing kirtan, being happy. Okay, so anybody else like to say anything? All right. So we're going to read from Adi Lila 1. I should be done in about 25 minutes, just reading different shlokas here from Chaitanya. I'll just read the translations because otherwise it'll take forever. So I'll read the translations and sometimes even a purport. Jai. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who has fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. Purport. To describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Sri Krishna, one needs supernatural power, which is the grace and mercy of the Lord. Without this grace and mercy, one cannot compose transcendental literature. By dint of the grace of the Lord, however, even one who is unfit for a literary career can describe wonderful transcendental topics. Description of Krishna is possible for one who is empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahet Tara Pravartana. Unless endowed with the mercy of the Lord, one cannot preach of the Lord's name, fame, qualities, form, entourage, and so on. It should be concluded, therefore, that the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami manifests specific mercy bestowed upon the author, although he thought of himself as the most fallen. We should not consider him fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Gadadhar Prabhu. All glories to Srivas Thakur. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. All glories to Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. All glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. We'll read this purport. In this verse, we find the moon described as Chandra Gana, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Nakshatranam aham sasti. Among the stars, I am the moon. End of quote. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns. But Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scriptures, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The supreme powerful is the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the supreme sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoya Andhakara Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara adhikara. Krishna is bright like the sun. As soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or nescience. End of quote. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna Consciousness Movement may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Text 6. Thus I have spoken the preface of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I shall describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. First, let me give a synopsis of the Lord's pastimes. Then I shall describe them in detail. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adventing himself in Navadvip, was visible for 48 years, enjoying his pastimes. In the year 1407 of the Shaka era, or 1486, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and in the year 1455, or AD 1534, he disappeared from this world. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grihastha Ashram, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first 6 continually touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavan. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, chanting the nectarian Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. The pastimes of his household life are known as Adi Lila, or the original pastimes. His later pastimes are known as the Majja Lila and Ancha Lila, or the middle and final pastimes. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Adi Lila were recorded in summary form by Murari Gupta. His later pastimes, the Majja Lila and Ancha Lila, were recorded in the form of notes by his secretary, Sarup Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these two great personalities, a Vaishnava, a devotee of Lord, can know these pastimes one after another. In his original pastimes, there are 4 divisions, Balya, Pauganda, Kaishora, and Yovana, childhood, early child, boyhood, later boyhood, and youth. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Falguna, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. On the full moon evening on the month of Falguna, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. At his birth, in his childhood, and in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In his childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy names Hari, Hari, as soon as the child would cry. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gaur Hari. From then on, Gaur Hari became another of his names. His childhood lasted until the date of Hatte Kadi, the beginning of his education, and his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called Pauganda. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth, he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra anywhere and everywhere. During the Pauganda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. When teaching a course in grammar, Vyakarana, and explaining it with notes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciples would understand them very easily. Thus, his influence was wonderful. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami compiled a grammar in two parts, named Lagu Hari Namamrita Vya Karana and Brihat Dari Namamrita Vya Karana. If someone studies these two texts in Vyakarana, or grammar, he learns the grammatical rules of the Sanskrit language and simultaneously learns how to become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Majja Kanda, first chapter, is a statement about the method by which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught grammar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the aphorisms of grammar to be eternal, like the holy name of Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa Sarvair, Aham Eva Vidya. The purport of all revealed scriptures is understanding of Krishna. Therefore, if a person explains anything that is not Krishna, he simply wastes his time laboring hard without fulfilling the aim of his life. If one simply becomes a teacher or a professor of education but does not understand Krishna, it is to be understood that he is among the lowest of mankind. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 7:15, Naradama Mayaya Pitta Jnana. If one does not know the essence of all revealed scriptures but still becomes a teacher, his teaching is like the disturbing braying of an ass. Next verse, 30. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whomever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvip with the chanting of Hare Krishna. We'll just move on from that. Go to the next verse. Just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night, he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. The Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere, performing kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Purport. One may raise the question how all three worlds became inundated with love of Krishna, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan only in Navadvipa area. The answer is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The entire cosmic manifestation results from the Lord's first setting it in motion. Similarly, since the Sankirtan movement was first set in motion 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that it spread all over the universe, the Krishna consciousness movement, in continuity of that same motion, is now spreading all over the world. And in this way, it will gradually spread all over the universe. With the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, everyone will merge in an ocean of love of Krishna. Next verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in the Navadvip area for 24 years and he induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. For his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. For six of these 24 years in Neelachala, Jagannath Puri, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing. Beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan, during these 6 years, he toured all of India, chanting, dancing, and distributing love of Krishna. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. His activities during his remaining 18 years are called the Anchalila, or the final portion of his pastimes. For 6 of the 18 years he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri, he regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. For the remaining 12 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri, he taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow, the mellow ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Purport. A person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness always feels separation from Krishna because such a feeling of separation excels the feeling of meeting Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his last 12 years of existence within this world at Jagannath Puri, taught the people of the world how, with a feeling of separation, one can develop his dormant love for Krishna. Such feelings of separation or meeting with Krishna are different stages of love of Godhead. These feelings develop in time when a person seriously engages in devotional service. The highest stage is called prema bhakti, but this stage is attained by executing sadhana bhakti. One should not try to elevate himself artificially to the stage of prema bhakti without seriously following the regulative principles of sadhana bhakti. Prema bhakti is the stage of relishing, whereas sadhana bhakti is the stage of improving in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this cult of devotional service in full detail by practical application in his own life. It is said, therefore, apani achari bhakti shikaimu sabare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and in the role of a Krishna bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, he instructed the entire world how one can execute devotional service and thus go back home, back to Godhead, in due course of time. Next verse, text 40. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna. Manifesting symptoms of this separation, he cried and talked very inconsistently, like a madman. As Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently when she met Uddhava, so also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished both day and night such ecstatic talk in the mood of Srimati Radharani. In this connection, one should refer to Srimati Radharani's soliloquy after meeting Uddhava in Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented a similar picture of such ecstatic imaginary talking, full of jealousy and madness, symptomizing neglect by Krishna. Srimati Radharani criticizing a bumblebee talked just like a madwoman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the last days of his pastimes, exhibited all the symptoms of such ecstasy. In this connection, one should refer to the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, verse 107 and 108. Next verse. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadev, and Chandidas, relishing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar. A very lengthy purport, so we'll just move on from there. Next verse. Verse 43. In separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished all these ecstatic activities, and thus he fulfilled his own desires. Read the purport. In the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to taste the feelings Radharani felt upon seeing Krishna. Krishna himself could not understand the ecstatic feelings of Radharani toward him. Therefore, he desired to accept the role of Radharani and thereby taste these feelings. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna with the feelings of Radharani. In other words, he is a combination of Radha and Krishna. It is therefore said that Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, by worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone, one can relish the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna together. One should therefore try to understand Radha Krishna not directly, but through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through his devotees. Srila Nartam Das Thakur therefore says, Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujaba Se Yugala Puriti. When shall I develop a mentality of service towards Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and the other devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and thus become eligible to understand the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna? Next verse. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are unlimited. How much can a small living entity elaborate about those transcendental pastimes? If Sheshanaga Ananta personally were to make the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya into sutras, even with his thousands of mouths, there is no possibility that he could find their limit. Devotees like Sri Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta, they have recorded all the principal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the form of notes after deliberate consideration. The notes kept by Sri Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta are the basis of this book. Following those notes, I write all of the pastimes of the Lord. The notes have been described elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the authorized writer of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is as good as Srila Vyasadeva. He had described the pastimes in such a way as to make them sweeter and sweeter. Being afraid of his books becoming too voluminous, he left some places without vivid descriptions. I shall try to fill those places as far as possible. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya have actually been relished by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I am simply trying to chew the remnants left by food, the remnants of food left by him. My dear devotees of Lord Chaitanya, let me now write a synopsis of the Adi Lila. I write of these pastimes in brief because it is not possible to describe them in full. To fulfill a particular desire within his mind, Lord Krishna, Rajendra Kumar, decided to descend to this planet after mature contemplation. Lord Krishna, therefore, first allowed his family of superiors to descend to the earth. I shall try to describe them in brief because it is not possible to describe them fully. Lord Sri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Sri Sachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Madhavendra Puri, Keshava Bharati, Ishwar Puri, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, Acharya Ratna, Vidya Nidhi, and Thakur Haridas. There was also Sri Upinda Mishra, a resident of the district of Srihatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, a learned scholar, a rich man, and reservoir of all good qualities. Upinda Mishra had 7 sons who were all saintly and most influential. Kamsari, Paramananda, Padmanabha, Sarveshwara, Jagannath, Janardana, and Trilokyanath. Jagannath Mishra, the 5th son, decided to reside on the bank of the Ganges at Nadia. Jagannath Mishra was designated as Purandar, exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. He was an ocean of good qualities. His wife, Srimati Sachi Devi, was a chaste woman, highly devoted to her husband. Sachi Devi's father's name was Nilambar, and her surname was Chakravarti. We'll skip the purports. In Radhadesh, the part of Bengal where the Ganges is not visible, Nityananda Prabhu, Gangadas, Pandit, Murari Gupta, and Mukunda took birth. Long purport. Okay. Here we go. This is the next verse. Lord Krishna, Vrindendra Kumar, first caused countless devotees to appear, and at last he appeared himself. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees of Navadvip used to gather in the house of Advaita Acharya. In these meetings of the Vaishnavas, Advaita Acharya used to recite the Bhagavad Gita Srimad Bhagavatam, decrying the paths of philosophical speculation and fruitive activity, and establishing the super excellence of devotional service. In all the revealed scriptures of Vedic culture, devotional service to Lord Krishna is explained throughout. Therefore, devotees of Lord Krishna do not recognize the processes of philosophical speculation, mystic yoga, unnecessary austerity, and so-called religious rituals. They do not accept any process but devotional service. In the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna, and always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu felt pain to see all the people without Krishna consciousness, simply merging in material sense enjoyment. We'll read this purport. A bona fide devotee of Lord Krishna is always pained to see the fallen condition of the whole world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, quote, "There's no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is of Krishna consciousness." That is the vision of all pure devotees. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly, being merged in an ocean of nescience and sense gratification. A devotee onlooker is very much aggrieved to see such a situation in the world. Next verse. Seeing the condition of the world, he began to think seriously of how all these people could be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Srila Advaita Acharya Prabhu thought, if Krishna himself appears in order to distribute the cult of devotional service, then only will liberation be possible for all people. Verse 70. With this consideration, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, promising to cause Lord Krishna to descend, began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges. We'll read that purport. Tulsi leaves and Ganges water with, if possible, a little pulp of sandalwood is sufficient paraphernalia to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakyuparitam asnami prayatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. End of quote. Following this principle, Advaita Prabhu pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganges. Next verse. By loud cries, he invited Krishna to appear. And this repeated invitation attracted Lord Krishna to descend. Before the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 8 daughters took birth, one after another, from the womb of Satchimata, the wife of Jagannath Mishra. But just after their birth, they all died. Jagannath Mishra was very unhappy at the death of his children, one after another. Therefore, desiring a son, he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Text 74. After this, Jagannath Mishra got a son of the name Vishwarup, who was most powerful and highly qualified because he was an incarnation of Baladev. We'll go on next verse. The expansion of Baladev, known as Shankarshan, in the spiritual world is the ingredient and immediate cause of this material cosmic manifestation. The gigantic universal form is called the Vishwarup incarnation of Mahasankarshan. Thus, we do not find anything within this cosmic manifestation except the Lord Himself. As the threads in a cloth spread both lengthwise and breadthwise, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists directly and indirectly within everything we see in this cosmic manifestation. This is not very wonderful for him. Because Mahasankarshan is the ingredient and efficient cause of the cosmic manifestation, he is present in every detail of it. Lord Chaitanya therefore called him his elder brother. The two brothers are known as Krishna and Balaram in the spiritual world, but at the present moment they are Chaitanya and Nitai. Therefore, the conclusion is that Nityananda Prabhu is the original Sankarshan, Baladev. Text 79. The husband and wife, Jagannath Mishra and Satchimata, having gotten Vishwarup as a son, were very pleased within their minds. Because of their pleasure, they specifically began to serve the lotus feet of Govinda. We'll just skip the purports here. In the month of January, in the year 1406, of the Shaka era, 1485 AD, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. Purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his birth in the years 1407 Shaka era, 1486 AD, in the month of Phalguna. But here we see that he entered the bodies of his parents in the year 1406 in the month of Magha. Therefore, the Lord entered the bodies of his parents 13 full months before his birth. Generally, a common child remains within the womb of his mother for 10 lunar months. But here we see that the Lord remained within the body of his mother for 13 months. Jagannath Mishra said to Satchimata, I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent and appears as if the goddess of fortune were now staying personally in my home. Anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect. Even without my asking, they voluntarily give me riches, clothing, and paddy. Satchimata told her husband, quote, I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space, as if offering prayers. Jagannath Mishra then replied, "In a dream, I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart. From my heart, it entered your heart. I therefore understand that a great personality will soon take birth." After this conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household Shalagram Shila. We'll skip the purports. Very lengthy. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Next text. In this way, the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but still, there was no sign of the delivery of the child. Thus, Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that very month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. Thus, in the year 1407 of the Shaka era, AD 1486, in the month of Falguna, February, March, in the evening of the full moon day, the desired auspicious moment arrived. According to the Jyotir Veda, or the Vedic astrology, the auspicious birth moment is described as follows. The moon was in Leo, the figure of the lion in the zodiac. Leo was the ascendant. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Sud Varga and Astavarga showed all auspicious influences. We'll read the purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was previously a great astrologer, explains this verse as follows. The Sat Varga, or six divisions, are technically called Chaitra, Hora, Dikana, Navamsa, Dvadasamsa, and Trimsamsa. According to Jyotir Vedic astrology, when the relationship between the planets and the rulers of these six divisions is determined, the auspiciousness of the moment of birth can be calculated. In the book named Brihajataka and other books, there are directions for interpreting the movements of the stars and planets. One who knows the process of calculating the Ashtavarga, or eight divisions, can predict auspicious and inauspicious events. This science, known especially by persons who are called Hora Shastravit, or those who know the astrological scriptures. On the strength of astrological calculations from the Hora scriptures, Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had attained the auspicious moment when the Lord would appear. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on his body? Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, and immediately vibrations of Krishna, Krishna, Hari inundated the three worlds. I just have a few more pages to go, but on this particular point, I'd just like to say that I think it was something like 1976, I believe. We were in Mayapur festival, and there was this lunar eclipse at that time. And what was so memorable was that the moon was so huge, you could practically felt like you could touch it. It was just huge. And I remember that we had to start the kirtan at the mandir, Chandramoya Mandir. And we walked all the way down to the Ganges, the confluence. I think it was the Ganga and Jalangi, yeah, the Jalangi and the Ganga. So we had to walk, we marched all that way, and we were fasting. It was a fast. I remember that there was hundreds and thousands of devotees, and the procession was amazing. And all the time as you were chanting, you could look up at the moon, and it felt like you were going to go right up and touch it. It was so brilliant. And then gradually as we got closer to the Ganga, then we saw Rahu start covering the moon. And it became darker and darker and darker. And by the time we got to the banks of the Ganga, it was practically covered. So it was so bright. By the time we got to the Ganga, it was pitch dark. And when we got down by the Ganga, you can imagine we didn't know what to do. You couldn't see anything. And some of us were in illusion because the moon was so bright, we didn't bring a flashlight. Not everybody, there was only a few devotees that bought a flashlight. And this was kind of gross, but, you know, along the banks of the Ganga, you know, people would evacuate. So we got down on the bank, and so many devotees fell into that. It was funny. I mean, no one became disturbed. People were just laughing to no end while this was going on. And so everybody just jumped right into the Ganga to purify ourselves. It was such a scene that it was hard to describe. It should have been a video done of it. If it would have been, to this day, if you would see that video, it was just absolutely hilarious. People were falling down, sliding down the bank, screaming, yelling, "Where are you? Where are you, Dasi? Where are you, Das? I can't see you. Take my hand." So you'd grab a hand and you'd slide down the bank of the Ganga. And when you got into the water, then we all stood there in the water and chanted our Gayatri. So you can imagine what kind of mess it was. But even though it was a big mess and it was just crazy as anything, devotees were so ecstatic, it was unbelievable. They were just laughing and crying out, "Gauranga, Hari, Hari." And just, it was just phenomenal. And we came out of the Ganga just sopping wet. And I know for me it was very memorable because at that time I had to carry my son Acharya all the way from the temple, about a 2-mile hike, fasting all day, to the Ganga, taking him into the Ganga, and then sopping wet, carrying him all the way back. But it was really ecstasy. It was like so wonderful. It's something that's so memorable. I don't think I'll ever forget it. Ever. Even here, so many years later, I'm remembering this event because it was so auspicious and so beautiful. Very enlightening. Just so I'd share that with you. All right. So, we'll read the next verse. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the form of Gaur Hari, evented himself on the earth. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy names of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaur Hari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. And when Rahu went by and the moon came back out again, you could see. So this is kind of, it's like the rising sun, it says here. So it's the same way with the moon. At that time, Sri Advaitacharya Prabhu in his own house in Shantipur was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the river in great jubilation. Taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaitacharya, by his mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the brahmanas. When he saw that the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaitacharya, quote, "Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose in these actions." Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar, and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to bathe in their waters. their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. All sorts of respectable brahmanas, gentlemen, ladies, carrying plates filled with various gifts, came with their presentations, seeing the newborn child, whose form resembled natural glaring gold. All of them happily offered their blessings. Dressing themselves as the wives of brahmanas, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Shiva, Lord Narsingadev, King Indra, and Vashishta, Rishi, along with Ramba, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandhara Loka, Siddha Loka, Charna Loka, offer their prayers and dance to the accompaniment of music, songs, and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadvip city, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing, nor could they understand one another's language. Yet all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, and people became all jubilant. Thus Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. Chandrasekhar Acharya and Srinivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations and whatever he had in his house, he distributed among the brahmanas, professional singers, dancers, bhattas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches in charity. The wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar, Acharya Ratna, and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. One day shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipful by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentation. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including armlets, necklaces, anklets, and bangles for the hands. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment, also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. Riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing with her many auspicious articles such as fresh grass, paddy, gorachana, turmeric, kunkuma, and sandalwood. All these presentations filled a large basket. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sati Devi, bringing with her many kinds of edibles, dresses, and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newborn child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, the child was directly Krishna of Gokula himself. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs full of auspicious signs and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. Let me just see how many more pages. Okay, I'll just read a couple of more verses, because I know we're going very late. Okay. On the day the mother and son bathed and left the maternity home, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Sati Devi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. In this way, Mother Sati Devi and Jagannath Mishra, having obtained a son who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, had all their desires fulfilled. Their house was always filled with riches and grains. As they saw the beloved body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day after day, their pleasure increased. Jagannath Mishra was an ideal Vaishnava. He was peaceful, restrained in sense gratification, pure and controlled. Therefore, he had no desire to enjoy material opulence. Whatever money came because of the influence of his transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the brahmanas for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Thank you very much for your patience. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.